This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, here he is, the man that led the 2019 LSU Tigers football team to the national championship, beating Clemson. And he joins us now on 105.3 The Fan. Good afternoon, Coach. How you doing?
Good afternoon, guys. Great to be on the radio there in Dallas, Texas. A great place for LSU Tigers.
Coach, I want to start with on the run that you guys went on last year. Obviously, it was incredible. The Joe Burrow part of it, though, it seemed like nobody saw that coming. There was nothing in his history that said that that was coming. Did you see it coming?
You know, no one could predict the year that we had last year, but I did see him being a great quarterback, especially us having it for 2 years. During our recruiting, we had a meeting. There were six people in that meeting, and it took me about 10 minutes to figure out that Joe Burrow was by far the smartest guy in that meeting, including me. And I think that's one of the things that, you know, went to the spread. He could figure out defenses. He was very accurate, and he had a great group of receivers and a great offensive line, a great running back. So I think everything fell into place. I'll tell you what, we're definitely led by Joe. He's one of the greatest ever players.
Coach, one team, one heartbeat, and I'm so proud of what you guys did at LSU, and you know, as being an alum and a former letterman there, I just can't tell you how much I love what you've done, and I really, really do appreciate it. I just want to get that out of the way. But I also wanted to say that I wanted to ask you, though, you know, in this climate, in this day and age, you've done such a great job of bringing the right kinds of kids to LSU and the program and all that, but how difficult is it with what you're dealing with right now, with the unknowns? You're trying to get your team ready to defend their national championship. And, you know, with all the unknowns, I mean, you always tell us you can handle things on the field. It's off the field. It might be a little bit something we can't handle. But how are you going about getting your team ready with all the uncertainty in college football right now?
Yeah, first of all, you said a lot of great things there. Our staff does a great job of recruiting great character kids, and we go out there and character counts, and that's one of the biggest things we had on our football team last year. So our guys are here. They're working hard. As you know, you played here. Guys are motivated to win championships here, graduate, go to NFL. And that's what our guys want to do. We have never blanked. We have a saying, block out the noise. There's a lot of stuff going on out there. But I told our team, as soon as I hear something that's different than our plan, I'll tell you. But right now our plan is to play on September 26th. We're preparing that way. We've had some great practices. We're going out there and running as a football team and conditioning. Our guys haven't played.
Coach Ed Orgeron with us here on The Fan. Okay, so what do you think of the breaking news that the Big Ten has officially decided to shut down the season until spring?
You know, one thing, you know, that's out of our control. I know this from what I'm hearing, and I've talked to our commissioner, Greg Sankey. We're fighting to play. We're fighting to play September 26th. We're going to listen to our medical people. And I do believe that our presidents and our SEC commissioners is going to make the best decision for our players and our conference when it's time.
And do you know when that decision is coming? Is there a timeline?
You know, I don't know that. You know, I mean, we just going day by day. I think the more time goes on, especially when people come back to school and there's going to be a little spike and then it's going to flatten out, I think by September 26th, we're going to have a good idea of whether we can play or not. Obviously, that's going to be their decision, not ours.
Coach O, you and I are from the same, really the same bottle of wine when it comes to playing football, college football. You know, we just went out there. We're happy to have a dorm room and meals and practice football and all that. But nowadays, kids have a voice in athletics. And I want to know how, over the years, you know, you've been out some big-time programs out there in Los Angeles at USC and played, you know, been part of the NFL and stuff. But talk about the kids now that have a voice and how important that is for those kids to be able to talk about things and issues and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think it's great. You know, we have leadership committee meetings, and I sit down and I listen to our guys, and I get to know them. I get to know how the team is feeling. And then, you know, everybody has their opinion. But you know what? College football has been great to us. I mean, there's got to be some order in which we do things. They've got to have a voice. And if there's something that we can do to help them, hopefully we do it.
Coach, I want to ask you about the coaching staff and the quarterback situation for you guys now, the football team itself. How important was Joe Brady, the passing game coordinator, to what you guys did last year? And what kind of a challenge is it to replace him and Joe Burrow?
You know, Joe came in and did a tremendous job. Young coach, helped us put in the spread, really called the red zone and some third down with Steve. And outstanding coach. I think Joe's going to be a great coordinator in the league. And we wish him all the best. But the key to our offense last year was Joe Burrow. I mean, you got to have a quarterback like that that can make the decisions. And Steve Ensminger. Steve Ensminger called 70% of the plays. He's still here. I hired Scott Linehan. The reason I hired Scott, because of his knowledge, his NFL knowledge, his ability to call plays in the red zone and third down and help Steve out. And those guys have worked tremendous together. So I think it's all about the players. I think one coach can make a difference here and there, but we have the blueprint. I think we're going to be fine.
How different do you anticipate Scott Linehan's offense is going to be from the one that Coach Brady had there?
Oh, we're going to be very similar. We're not going to change much. There's going to be a few wrinkles. I don't think that you meant to notice a little bit, but most of all, we're going to be in 4 or 5 wides, and we're going to be spread. We're going to throw the football and run from a single back.
Coach, you know, when you go into now these, and again, I'm kind of focusing on, you know, recruiting a little bit here, though, and the kids you get every year. How different is it now for you to go into these homes with questions and stuff? How much have moms and dads changed over the years and their concerns about, you know, looking after their kids? Has that changed at all, or is it still, you know, you've always had the same thought, you know, when you first went into a home as you went into a home maybe last night, whenever?
You know, obviously it's changed because there's a little bit more information out there. And it seems like the internet has gotten the world closer. So it's nothing for a player from California, New York, or Miami to want to come here. It's made the world a lot closer. So, you know, our opportunities, we have a national brand. Dallas has been very good to us. Some of our best players have been from the Dallas area, also Houston. So, you know, I think that's a positive, but also there's a lot of things out there that sometimes you have to dispel. So I think going into the home, especially as the head coach, is earning the trust, looking them in the eye, telling them the truth, telling them a plan. But you know what? Now, going into homes, we don't have to sell our plan. Our plan's been on TV. They see it. They see our guys graduating. They see our guys getting drafted. They see our team being happy. They see players developing. And they see us winning championships. And that's what they want.
Coach Ed Orgeron here with us on 105.3 The Fan. Hey, what do you think of Louisiana kid Dak Prescott over here leading these Dallas Cowboys?
I love him. I wish he'd have played at LSU. I think he's a winner. He's right there from Hawk, Louisiana. We're proud of Dak. Tremendous young man, tremendous leader, and we love him.
Hey, what's allowed you guys to get the virus down so well since your players first reported?
You know, I think the Shelly Mulinex and Jack has done a great job for us. Dr. Katie O'Neill, we've had a great COVID protocol. Our guys understand what to do and what not to do. We had a little spike. It went down. Ever since then, man, we've been rolling. It's been good. Maybe one or two guys have gotten sick. And then we get them quarantined. They come back. We haven't had a spike again, and we feel good about what we're doing.
Coach, have you been in contact? We're talking about, you know, the SEC. These coaches, a lot of strong personalities in that SEC. A lot of great coaches. Have you guys talked daily with them, or since camps have kind of started, have you just kind of stayed your own lane, or were you guys communicating on plans and stuff every day about how you're going to try and go forward?
Yeah, you know, we've had Zoom meetings once a week with the SEC commissioner. They've been very informative. Every coach is on there. They go over certain topics, obviously COVID-19 and the season, and they keep us informed of what's going on. They give us a chance to state our opinion, and then we move forward. But all the coaches are cohesive. Everybody's for the best of football and the conference, so it's been some really good meetings.
Coach, I want to go backwards to when you were talking about how you guys play the 4 and 5 wide receivers. Obviously, the spread offense has been really good to you guys. But I remember once upon a time being here in Texas when the Big 12 kind of got made fun of for all of the spread and all the air raid and all the tempo, and it was soft and it was doing a bit, and now kind of everybody is doing it. Were you surprised how long it took for other people to adapt to that, or have you always known that that was the direction this thing was going?
Well, you can see it coming, and it didn't take me long to see other people with less talent scoring 40 or 50 points. And I figured with the talent that we had, if we get in the spread, we can do it, and we did it. So we just had to find the right mix, the right coaches to want to do it. I wanted to do it. We had to find somebody who could teach it to us. We found Joe Brady and Steve Ensminger, and now we're on our way. We're with the spread, and we're going to stick with it.
Coach, I just wonder, were you tempted at all for a second to tell the other coaches and ADs, hey, let's just let this championship ride for another 6 months or so and play in spring?
Take no way, lap. Man. We want to play. We know the crazy thing is we feel like we got a great team, and we feel like we have some great young players. We want to play. We want to go out there and show our stuff and have a chance to compete for it again.
Coach, I wonder, you know, I saw the picture. I'm jealous of the – I have an SEC championship ring from 1986 and one from 88, but I'm jealous of the three rings that you designed for your players. How did you guys come up with – man, those things, how do the kids wear them? You have to be a lineman to wear those rings. They're so big.
Yeah, you got to give credit to Derek Panaske and Greg.
Oh, he's a great man. Derek's a great man. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, they designed those things, and – they just gave me the box, and I said, it looks good. Let's go with it. But, man, what some rings. They were giving me the SEC championship ring. I thought it was the national championship ring. It looked so good. All three of those rings were phenomenal. And it was a great night for our players to get that. And it was also motivational for our freshmen. Those guys saw those rings, and they want them too.
Coach, this is going to be a really weird-sounding question, but do you have an NHL team, an NFL team, an MLB team, any of those that you pull for?
Thanks, baby. Who that?
Who that?
Okay, so because what I wanted to do, everybody loves to hear you say Go Tigers because you have such an incredible voice, and I was going to see if I could trick you into either a Go Stars, Go Rangers, or Go Cowboys.
I'll go whatever you want. Give it to me. Which one you want?
Oh, I want you to rip all three of them.
I say it again.
Go Stars, Go Rangers, Go Cowboys.
Go Stars, Go Rangers, Go Cowboys.
And now for our good friend at DallasCowboys.com, I love you, David Hellman.
I don't know about all that. I don't know David Hellman yet.
Congrats on a great season, and best of luck on another one. Thanks for joining us, Coach.
Thank you, guys. Go Tigers.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.